When you hear a show tune from the great white way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. You
this is Louis, darling. It's so nice to have you back where you belong. You looking swell, darling. I can tell, darling. You still growing, you still growing, you still going strong. I feel the room sway while the band's playing our old favorite songs from way back when. So take a rap, fellas. Find an empty lap, fellas. Darling, never away again.
A song that will never go away. Not only a great Broadway classic, but a rendition by Louis Armstrong and his All-Stars that was a number one hit on the pop charts. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating from the finally autumnal hamlet of Southampton, New York. Well, today's episode, folks, is called, drumroll please, Broadway to Main Street, How Show Tunes Enchanted America. And what is that, you might ask? Well, that is the title of a book I've written for Oxford University Press, which is about all the stuff we've done on the air for the last 7 years. It's a history of how America heard show tunes from New York City. Did they hear them on the radio? Did they hear it on recordings? Did they hear it on cast albums? Did they record it on television? Did they hear it on the internet? All the way from the very beginning of the sheet music and the gramophone up to the great digital downloads of today with scores like Hamilton. So I'm going to take you on a tour through the chapters of my book with some great songs, and hopefully we'll do a little promotion along the way and maybe have a giveaway or two. Well, here is a song that we all know. It was one of the first recordings on cylinders and on very elementary gramophones in the early 1900s. I will play the song, and then we will talk a little bit about who recorded it.
I'm the kid it, that's all the candy. I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy, I'm glad I am. So's Uncle Sam. I'm a real live Yankee Doodle, made my name and fame and boodle, just like Mr. Doodle did by riding on a pony. I love to listen to the Dixie strain. I long to see the girl I left behind me, and that ain't a josh. She's a Yankee, by gosh. Oh, say, can you see anything about a Yankee that's a phony? I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy, a Yankee Doodle do or die, a real live nephew of my Uncle Sam's, born on the 4th of July. Good boy, kid, I've got a Yankee Doodle sweetheart. She's my Yankee Doodle joy. Yankee Doodle came to London just to ride the ponies. I am the Yankee Doodle boy.
Now, who was that? We know, of course, that's a great song by George M. Cohan, Yankee Doodle Boy. Well, it wasn't George M. Cohan. Back in the days when people first started recording music from Broadway, they didn't really get the stars. That really wasn't important to them. That was a guy named Billy Murray, who covered, by which we mean did his own recording of other people's material, for hundreds and hundreds of recordings in the early days of the gramophone. And one of the things that people always bemoan is, why don't we have a lot of these early recordings of the teens, 20s, 30s of stuff from the Broadway musical? And the idea of an original cast album or an original cast really wasn't terribly in vogue in America. They usually just reduced a lot of this music to dance band tunes. Paul Whiteman or people like that would just cover the tune, or some pop star would cover the tune. No one was interested in the whole 16 songs from a Broadway score. I was a little different in London. And here is one of my favorite recordings. It is Fred Astaire, who was in Lady Be Good with his sister Adele in London in 1926. And at the piano is George Gershwin. You can hear them having a great time, and a good time to tip our hat to the Ira and Leonore Gershwin Philanthropic Fund, who help support our show every week. So here is an original show tune, George Gershwin and Fred Astaire. Wow, didn't they sound like they were having fun? And what fun we have when we listen to music from Broadway. This is Larry Mazlon, and today on Broadway to Main Street, we are celebrating Broadway to Main Street, How Show Tunes Enchanted America, a book from Oxford University Press written by yours truly, which I hope you'll all go out and get, because it's been a lot of fun working on this book for the last 7 years. It goes from 1900 all the way up to Hamilton. So, as I said, in the 20s and 30s, a lot of the great shows like Showboat, Of the I Sing, Boys from Syracuse, No No Nanette, those great shows, Desert Song, they weren't recorded by the Broadway folks. There was no original cast recording. It just wasn't kind of a thing. That starts to change a little bit with a great person named Jack Capp, who was the head of Decca Records, who really saw a market for Broadway material recorded by the original Broadway folks beyond the one or two hit songs from the show. And he released an album of songs from Boys from Syracuse with Rudy Valley and Francis Langford. Neither of them were in it, but it expanded the number of songs from the show. And here is Rudy Valley singing to me a kind of groundbreaking song, O Diogenes, from the Boys from Syracuse, a song that would have no point on the pop charts, but was part of this gradual encyclopedic way of trying to record all the great stuff from Broadway, of course, in this case, by Rodgers and Hart.
There was an old zany who lived in a tub. He had so many flea bites, he didn't know where to rub. He kept looking for an honest man. Said, I'm going to find him if I can. If I could meet Diogenes today, this is what I'd say. Rub-a-dub-dub, hop out of your tub, Diogenes. Oh, Diogenes, find a man who's honest. Oh, Diogenes, wrap him up for me. Oh, Diogenes, find a man who's solid, solid. Hook that fish if he's in the sea. Hunt him, trail him, catch him, nail him, if he is free. Have you got your stick? Have you got your lantern? Can you do the trick and produce him, please? Catch that fellow, ring that bell, oh Diogenes. And a hunting for him, catch him, nail him, if he is free. Have you got your stick? Have you got your lantern? Can you do the trick and produce him, please? Yes, catch that fellow. Ring that bell, oh Diogenes.
Why do they think up stories that link my name with yours?
Why do the neighbors gossip all day behind their doors?
I have a way to prove what they say is quite untrue. Here is the gist, a practical list of don'ts for you. Don't throw bouquets at me. Don't please my folks too much. Don't laugh jokes too much. People will say we're in love. Don't sigh and gaze at me. Your sighs are so like mine. Your eyes mustn't glow like mine. People will say
was Alfred Drake and Joan Roberts from the Cast album of Oklahoma. Many people consider that to be the granddaddy of Cast albums. I think in many ways it was the most influential. It was not the first. In the late 30s, the Cradle Will Rock score by Mark Blitzstein actually recorded much of the score with the original artist. But this was the first one to use a full orchestra. It was a bit of a fluke because there had been a musician strike through most of 1943, and when it was settled around Thanksgiving, Jack Capp brought the Broadway Orchestra of Oklahoma with the original artist in to record the score because they didn't have time to re-orchestrate it. So that's one of the great milestones of the American musical theater in recordings. And all this is covered in Broadway to Main Street, How Show Tunes Enchanted America, a book by moi, yes, your host, that has just come out from Oxford University Press. It's available at all fine bookstores everywhere. You might want to go to indiebound.org if you want to support more independent sites. And here's what we're going to do. We'll do a little promotion. We'll do a giveaway. So if you want to answer this question, you can go to Broadway to Main Street on Facebook and you'll see the most recent entry, and you can type the answer, and the first person to get it right will get a free copy of this book. So here's the trivia question. Ready? There was a Volume 2 recording of Oklahoma with most of the original cast on Decca. What were the three songs on Volume 2 not released on Volume 1 in 1943? That's the question. So go to Facebook and type that in, and you'll get a free book. All right, let's move on. One of the things that the book deals with is this divergence where pop stars and pop singers and radio shows and hosts and DJs were playing this music of Broadway like it was the most popular music in America, which it was. And when Rodgers and Hammerstein put together South Pacific in 1949, they released the music before the show even opened. So here is the first recording of music from South Pacific, not by Mary Martin and Ezio Pinza, but by Peggy Lee on a Capitol recording of an album set of, I think, 6 to 8 songs. Here is I'm Gonna Wash That Man Right Out of My Hair, recorded a month and a half before South Pacific even opened.
I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. Send him on his way. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms. Send him on his way. Don't try to patch it up, tear it up, tear it up. Wash him out, dry him out, push him out, fly him out, cancel him and let him go. Hey, sister, I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair and send him on his way. If you laugh at different comics, if you root for different teams, waste no time, weep no more. Show him what the door is for. Rub him out of the roll call and drum him out of your dreams. You can't light a fire when the woods are wet. You can't make a butterfly strong. You can't fix an egg when it ain't quite good. And you can't fix a man when he's wrong. You can't put back a petal when it falls from a flower, or sweeten up a fella when he starts turning sour. Oh no, oh no. If his eyes get dull and fishy when you look for glints and gleams, waste no time, make a switch, drop him in the nearest ditch, rub him out of the roll call, and drum the humdrum bum right out of your dream. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms and send him on his way. Wash him out, dry him out, push him out, fly him out, and send him on his way.
Somehow you've made my heart forget
all other men I have ever met but you. But you.
Some enchanted evening, when you find your true love, when you feel her call you across a crowded room, then fly to her side and make her your own. For all through your life you may dream all alone.
Once you have found him, never let him go.
Once you have found her, never let her go.
Wow. Well, ShowTune fans all know that as the finale to South Pacific on the 1949 cast recording on Columbia, produced by Goddard Lieberson. It was 63 weeks as number one. It stretched into 1950. 63 weeks as the number one album in the country. And one of the things Lieberson did, he was this wizard in the recording studio. He knew he couldn't quite record the actual end of South Pacific, which doesn't end with singing, it ends with two people holding hands. So he concocted in the studio a finale that worked on the Columbia LP. What a genius he was, and how much he contributed to our love for the American musical theater. And all these little facts and stories are featured in Broadway to Main Street, How ShowTunes Enchanted America, a book I wrote, which just came out on published by Oxford University Press. It's got some wonderful, it's got about 40 wonderful photos of things you've never seen before. So go to your local bookstore or your internet and check it out. One of the great pities, I guess, is so many shows again from the 30s into the 40s were not recorded as cast albums because of different strikes, musician strikes, whatever, and taste change. But a guy named Bill Snyder was a cocktail pianist who worked out of Chicago, and he recorded this song from Pal Joey that really was not recorded in 1940 when it came out, and he recorded it late in 1948-49, and it became a huge hit 10 years after the fact. You'll all know what the song is by Rodgers and Hart. Thank you. That is the instrumental recording by Bill Snyder of Bewitched that entered that song back into the popular consciousness about a decade after it appeared on Broadway. Well, the game changer in terms of music from Broadway was My Fair Lady, the 1956 Columbia album. And it was produced by Goddard Lieberson, again, the great mastermind, and underwritten by Columbia Records. And it was one of the biggest hits of all time. It was on the charts for 480 weeks, almost a decade. It was number one for 8 weeks in 1956. And there was certainly an era where I would say, golly, every family had that next to the Garrard Hi-Fi. So this is celebrated in my book, Broadway to Main Street, How Show Tunes Enchanted America. And if you go to Facebook, you can perhaps get a copy. If you answer the following question correctly, what was the major design difference, on the cover between the My Fair Lady Broadway cast album and the Stereo London cast album that came out 2 years later? So go to Broadway to Main Street on Facebook, join us up, write in the little answer where you'll see it, and maybe you'll be lucky enough to get a free book. Well, we record, as you know, out of Southampton, and one of our neighbors is the wonderful, the one and only Julie Andrews, who's on the cover of our book. So let us hear her magnificent rendition of I Could Have Danced All Night from the original cast album of My Fair Lady.
Bed, bed, I couldn't go to bed. My head's too light to try to set it down. Sleep, sleep, I couldn't sleep tonight. Not for all the jewels in the I could have danced all night, I could have danced all night, and still have begged for more. I could have spread my wings and done a thousand things I've never done before. I'll never know what made it so.
All been grand. dear, but now it's time to sleep. I could have danced all night, I could have danced all night, and still have begged for more. I could have spread my wings and done a thousand things I've never done before. I'll never know what made it so.
Sullivan. Me, Harry McAfee, appearing with Ed Sullivan.
The famous Hymn to a Sunday Evening from Bye Bye Birdie, but not from the original Columbia cast album, from an actual appearance on, where else, folks? The Ed Sullivan Show. And in my book, Broadway to Main Street, How Show Tunes Enchanted America, there's a whole chapter on Ed, because almost more than anyone in the, golly, from 1948 to 1971, he had Broadway songs, recording artists, original casts on his show every Sunday night. I think maybe 30, 40 shows, and we celebrate that. And so we send our little hymn to Ed Sullivan. Well, we're looking through some of the highlights and wonderful moments of Broadway recorded material on today's show. I'm Larry Mazlon, your host for the self-same Broadway to Main Street. And as you know, I'm a big fan of some of the pop singers who recorded stuff from the Broadway canon. And I have a whole chapter in my book about Edie Gourmet and Angela Lansbury singing this song. This is a song sung by Edie Gourmet from MAME. And she was 1967 Recording Artist of the Year, female, for this particular rendition of a Jerry Herman classic.
Did he need a lighter touch? Was I soft or was I tough? Did I give enough? Did I give too much? At the moment that he needed
if he walked into my life today. Were his days a little dull? Were his nights a little wild? Did I overstate my plan? Did I stress the man and forget the child? And there must have been a million things that my heart forgot to say. Would I think of one or two if he walked into my life today? Would I blame the times I pampered him, or blame the times I bossed him? What a shame I never really found the boy before. Were the years a little fast? Was his world a little free? Was there too much of a crowd, all too lush and loud? If he walked into my life today.
A great rendition by Dionne Warwick of the hit song From Promises, Promises by Burt Bacharach. Now, that's another example of a pop diva making a Broadway song into a hit. It was actually Dionne Warwick's only number one hit. It was number one for 3 weeks on the adult contemporary charts. And, interestingly enough, the last song originating in a Broadway musical to ever hit number one again. That was in 1970. Those were the end of the great, great years of that kind of pop convergence. Here's a song that you saw, a piece of music that I hope you know from the great classic Fiddler on the Roof. It's from the original cast album. I'm going to play it for you, and then we'll chat about it. What's the big deal about that? Of course, that's the wedding dance from Fiddler on the Roof, the RCA Broadway recording. Yes, but if you bought the album, the LP in the 60s, you never got that. That was left off the original recording. And in our book, Broadway to Main Street, How Show Tunes Enchanted America, I talk about the CD age and how the ability to pack in, you know, 60, 70 minutes of a score onto a little compact disc revolutionized the our enjoyment of original music from Broadway. That was, I don't think, released until 1984 on the CD, even though it was recorded 20 years earlier. So we have this book I wrote, Broadway to Main Street, How Show Tunes Enchanted America, and we're doing a giveaway. So here is our third trivia question. What was the first Broadway cast album to be released originally on CD? In other words, not a reissue, but the first Broadway cast album to appear on CD in its debut. I'll give you a hint. On the upper left corner, it said RCA Red Seal Digital, because that's what we're talking about. So you can go to Broadway to Main Street on Facebook, and you'll see a way to enter your answer. Only one to a customer, as they say. Well, one of the great pop songs to break out of the 70s was Send in the Clowns, and it was sung by Frank Sinatra. And I have to say, if any one individual did more to popularize the music of Broadway, it was Frank Sinatra. He was singing songs from Broadway from the late 30s all the way up to the late 70s, early 80s. And here he does what he often did, is acknowledge the great songwriters behind this work. So here is a recording from 1974, live at Madison Square Garden, Mr. Sinatra.
But there's been a show running around the country. It opened here in New York about a year ago, called A Little Night Music. And a wonderfully talented man named Stephen Sondheim wrote the score, and he has a specific song that's quite beautiful, and it's called Send in the Clowns. And you see, if I don't smoke, I choke a lot when I sing. This is a very beautiful song. It's poignant and it's sad. It tells a story of two adult people who have been together for many years, and one day one of them gets restless and takes a walk, and the other one has this kind of a lament. Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, you in midair. Send in the clowns. Isn't it bliss? Don't you approve? One who keeps tearing around, one who can't move. But where are the clowns? Send in the clowns. Just when I stopped opening doors, finally finding the one that I wanted was yours. Making my entrance again with my usual flair, sure of my line. Nobody's there. Don't you love a farce? My fault, I fear. I thought that you'd want what I want. Sorry, my dear. But where are the clowns? There ought to be clowns. Well, maybe next year. Isn't it rich? Isn't it queer? My timing this late in my career. But where are the clowns? There ought to be clowns. Don't bother, they're here.
At that. didn't make it. Get ready for me, love, cause I'm a comer. I simply gotta march my heart to drummer. Nobody, no, nobody is gonna rain on my parade.
Another example of how Broadway music became hip again, that was Lea Michele and the Glee cast. The cast of Glee recorded over 119 songs from Broadway during their time on the air. Well, this is Larry Maslin. I want to urge you to go to finer bookstores or online and get Broadway to Main Street, How Show Tunes Enchanted America, my new book by Oxford University Press. And here is John Legend with, again, showing how hip Broadway music has become again with an amazing song from Hamilton, the first mixtape album, the first cover album in ages. And history has its eyes on Broadway music, and it has its eyes on you. Thanks a lot, folks.
When I was given my first command, I led my men into a massacre, witnessed their deaths firsthand. Oh, I made every mistake. I felt the shame rise in me. And even now I lie awake, knowing history, history, history have its eyes on me. History, history, history. History has its eyes on me. History, history, history. Let me tell you what I wish I'd known when I was young and dreamed of glory. That don't nobody have control. Who lives, who dies, tells your story.